Muniripu, 2014 drama thriller. You know, it really knocks you over the head with some things. You know, not trying to leave anyone on here.
No.
But hey, man, what do you think about Mamuti in this movie? We always start with Mamuti first. So what were your thoughts about the main man?
I mean, I can't say anything about him other than I'm blown away every time I see a new movie of his. And I feel like I should just, like, a broken record at this point. But this is just another brilliant, understated performance from Mamuti. I was absolutely mesmerized by this character of Raghavan from the first scene we see him to the very last one. And this is, again, Mamuti playing almost like your ordinary man, but a bit different. But it's the fact that he's got no flourishes. There's nothing flashy about his character. He's not involved in any action sequences or anything. He doesn't really have any great monologues or anything. He doesn't talk a whole lot. But he's so captivating in his personality. Such an enigmatic character because he doesn't say a lot. It's all just conveyed through gentle smiles, looking off into the distance, him just listening to what other people are saying, and occasional bits of dialogue that seem to give an insight into his character, but it's completely enigmatic. You don't feel like you know this guy until probably the very end when there's, you know, some stuff goes down. But he is just absolutely mesmerizing, this movie, man. And I think the way he's able to balance both sides of his character here, the gentle, serene side, the philosophical guy who the journalist Anjali is drawn to, with this character that he's accused of being a murderer of two women, his wife and, the employee's daughter or something. It's so hard to reconcile that gentle face with a man accused of doing those things.
Yeah.
And he is able to keep the enigma of that going the entire movie. And I just think it's beautifully done, man. Absolutely another masterclass performance.
No, exactly right, man. It's so well done. He is so captivating in this movie, so alluring in everything he does. And it's because you're saying there's so much mystery around this movie the whole time.
Yes.
And he does a great job of playing into that, right?
Totally.
He definitely doesn't have a huge monologue, but it's like he's got such a limited script, but everything he says is so powerful. Every interaction he has is so powerful.
100%.
It's weird because I don't know if he would be the lead in this movie. I think the actress who plays the journalist has definitely got more screen time.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah, she's carrying this movie and she's also phenomenal, to be honest. I thought she's fantastic. Great. But yeah, just with Mamuti, like, he really makes the most of the limited time he's got.
100%. Lean in as he's talking to see what is he saying? Is this something that explains the greater mystery here? Does it give a deeper insight? And so you find yourself hanging on to every word he's saying because he doesn't say very much. So the delivery there, again, is just masterful.
Yeah, no, he's fantastic in this movie, man. And this will be a sort of, we don't normally do this, but in this movie, we're going to have a bit of reception. It's kind of going to be a non-spoiler review for the first half or first three quarters, maybe. We'll see how we go. But then if you haven't seen this movie yet, just, listen to us for the first bit, but then watch this before the end. Because, we do want to talk about the end, closer towards the end of this show. But yeah, man, just speaking of Mamuti, I just really enjoyed also the chemistry between himself and this actress. I thought was fantastic. Anjali, the character's name Anjali, played by Aparna Gopinath. I don't know how much she's acted in or what she's done.
No.
But yeah.
We haven't seen her before, I think. Yeah.
No. I don't think so. No. And this is 2014, so I'm not sure. You know, this is definitely the oldest movie that we've done. This is also the youngest we've seen Mamuti in a movie. But
dude's,
you know,
timeless, man.
Yeah, he definitely is timeless. He I don't know, man. Also, I think we've talked about it before, but his presence, just physical presence, is just there, right? Like, he's just handsome looking dude, tall dude. And there's just something, and he carries it off so well. Like
100%. And it's, the presence is different from, say, Bhishma Parvam, right? Where he's like a mob boss and everyone helps create the presence by being so reverent to him and going into hushed tones when he's in the room. Here he plays a really reserved guy and people aren't necessarily really nice to him. In fact, Anjali, the journalist, is quite rude to him at times. And so a lot of times, that's right. And yet he's still able to have that presence when no one really is respecting him. He still brings that enigma and charisma to the performance. And yeah, that just is completely alluring. Every time he's on screen, he's magnetic. Even if he's not the main guy, he's not the one doing the dialogue or having the explosive emotions.
Yeah. So again, it's just reaffirming the stuff we've talked about in sort of some of our other reviews and our reaction videos. He definitely fits into, he can get into a character, right? Like Mamuchi that we saw here, it's, you mentioned Bijou and Paramore, any other role, there might be some shades of some other characters. Like in Danpaku, he had a few shades of this, but it's a completely different character and different role.
It's a different
character. So you don't see Mamuchi.
And you don't remember it's him. Yeah, you don't see Mamuchi. That's exactly it. I think he disappears within the character. And he's able to do that without, you know, any makeup or anything, right? Because he just looks like an ordinary person and he's just walked onto set. And he's transformed into this character. It doesn't require any changes to his, what he's wearing, what his kind of makeup or anything is. He just is able to inhabit this personality with nothing
makeup,
to work with.
No makeup, no CGI, no prosthetics or anything like that. No big action scenes or like, you know, kind of, you know, over the top kind of scenes. It's all understated.
No distinctive like attire or anything. He's just an ordinary guy. Yeah,
just an ordinary guy, but so distinct at the same time.
Yes,
he plays on this so well. Yeah, man, he is. Yeah, just every time we see him, it's going to be. I think this is going to be the theme. Every time we keep seeing him, we're going to be more and more amazed by him. But I'm glad we got to see, you know, a different version of him, because this was definitely. Yeah.
And that's why I won't tire of seeing him, man, because I think he's just, he plays such vastly different characters. And so it's not like, oh, here we go, another Mamuchi film. It's, oh, here's Mamuchi and he's playing someone completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I feel like you're not going to tire of seeing him on the screen. And, you know, I don't know how many acting credits he's got, but I'm never going to get tired of it.
No, definitely not. It's truly unique, man. Like, I can't really name many actors in the same field as him. That can sort of have that same appeal. Every time you sort of see him, you never get sick of him. Like even like in Hollywood, all actors, you sort of see the actor first. You know, this is completely different from what Mamuchi does. It's I wonder what Mamuchi actually is like, because you never get to see him on camera.
What is the real Mamuchi? Who is the real Mamuchi?
Will the real Mamuchi please stand up? But man, it's crazy, right? Let's talk about this movie. This movie was pretty different. I've got to say this movie's tone and pace and everything is pretty different from anything we have seen so far, because I think it stays to one tone for almost 95% of the movie, it feels like.
Yeah,
you're going on a completely different journey in this movie to where you end up. That does shell shock you at the end. But what do you think, sort of think about this movie, how it sort of plays out, the in and outs of the movie, the whole journey with the journalist trying to make her career go up at the same time, you know, launch my music career or something like that. We're going to talk about sort of the themes about freedom, which is a central concept about this whole movie.
Yeah.
But
yes.
In terms of the movie, did you enjoy the journey that these two characters were sort of going on?
100%, man. I was mesmerized from this film, from the first scene through to the last. And you think of that first scene, it's like so long, the ants carrying the gecko across the screen. And that like lasts for ages, but it's just weirdly mesmerizing, man. Like a really long time. And it's like the ants aren't going in a straight line. They're kind of going in a weird zigzag and you're wondering what's going on. And maybe it's like, I don't know, emblematic of the film where nothing is kind of as it seems or nothing goes in a straight line, I guess.
Yeah.
It kind of goes all over the place. But I think there are two almost competing plots here. There's one about Raghavan or the Mamuchi character and what is his deal? Is he a killer of these two women that he's been accused of and is spending time in jail? And then you have the story of Anjali, the journalist, who, as you're saying, is trying to make a name for herself, trying to, you know, get away from just being a ghostwriter and become, you know, a nationally renowned journalist. And Mamuchi and Raghavan is her ticket to stardom, I guess, and fame. And I found both of those stories in different ways weirdly compelling, because obviously the Mamuchi story, a great mystery, right? Who is this guy? What is his deal? What is he thinking? These philosophies he's got about freedom and what it means to be truly free in the world. You want to learn more about that. And, you know, he gives away enough snippets of his personality that you know that there's something deeper going on beneath the serene smiles and everything, because you get these random outbursts from him, like when he's having a drink with those people, and you get like, oh, he says something there about bloodshed and how sometimes that is needed for revolution and one must do whatever it takes to obtain freedom for themselves. And you're like, oh, whoa, that's a random thing. But then you look at him and he's such an innocent guy, and you can't kind of mesh those two personalities together, right? So that tension is there. You're trying to solve that mystery of who is Mamuti, who is Raghavan? Did he do the crimes that he's committed? Because the first thing he tells the journalist is, I didn't do it, which is a pretty full-on thing to say to a person you've just met. Like, you must have a lot of conviction. So that's an interesting story. And then, as you're saying, that Anjali plot about her, you know, grinding to be this journalist and then, you know, getting success because of the Raghavan story and then finding herself in this new stressful environment of having to meet the deadlines of these publishers and the stress that she goes under. That's a, like, not a, you know, really exciting plot, but I was equally captivated by that, because you feel the stress that she's going through as she rocks up every day to visit Raghavan and he hasn't written one word yet. She has to start avoiding the calls of her publishers, start lying to her boss, and you feel the tension rising up because you're like, lady, just sort this out, please. Be honest. Don't. You're getting yourself into bigger problems. But you totally understand, because this is a golden opportunity to get fame. So that story is also really just compelling, man. And then those two stories come together at the very end in a spectacular way, right? I think the one part of this plot that I think there are parts, and you might know what part I'm talking about, where it maybe goes a little bit slowly. It's those long sequences where Raghavan is in the room in the apartment. He's trying to figure out what to write, and it kind of happen. It goes on for a long period, that inability to write or his writer's block or whatever is the reason he can't write his autobiography. And that stretches out a bit. But I forgive that, because that probably makes what happens at the end all the more just of a gut punch, I think. So, yeah, absolutely compelled by the plot, man.
Yeah, no, I think I definitely agree with you, man. It was really compelling, because I think the whole story with the journalist is actually probably one that's probably the most relatable for us in the story. Like, it's something that we've all been through, right? We've all been through deadlines. We have to do something. We see better opportunities.
That's right.
We think about that. Then we're balancing the opportunity with
100%.
What path should we take? This is one road. This is another road. Which one's going to lead us to the better success?
That's right.
So it's so...
And, you know, that feeling of like, oh, I'm going to miss this deadline, but I don't want to tell anyone that, or like I'm stressing out a lot, and it bleeds into all the other parts of your life, right?
Yeah.
Anjali cracks it at her mother because something she says, the stress shows on her face in her interactions with their journalist colleagues. So, yeah, that you're right. It is absolutely relatable.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed like following her journey, and I'm pretty glad they sort of let Mamuchi just sort of be this, you know, mysterious character on the side. You know, and sort of Anjali sort of be the backbone of this movie, because she was is really enjoyable. I enjoyed watching that sort of journey and what she's gonna do. Because like you, I was like basically like, what's gonna happen here? Like, what decision is she gonna make? What is gonna happen with this story, for Christ's sake? Like, you know, she's putting all hopes on Raghavan to sort of deliver here. But then it's also at the same time you're like, wait, he's a prisoner. You don't know him that well yet. Like,
so that's why would you put your faith in this guy?
So that's still hanging over your head. Like, we don't know enough about this character to understand what his intentions are.
Yes,
it seems like he's very philosophical, as they sort of allude to throughout the entire movie. And some of the stuff he says in this movie is like, whoa, like there's some lines in this that he says that I was like taken aback by. Like, there's one part that he says about the the statues of the Indian. There's like three lions towards you, and there's one in the back that you can't see. There's all these sort of, you know, philosophical lines that make you think a little bit here and there. Yeah, gems, basically. And he does that throughout the entire movie. So there's enough to just keep you, like, you know, captivated, despite, you know, no big extravagant scenes. You know, there's nothing major happening. There's a lot of tension throughout this movie, I feel. Like, each of the characters, right? Like, you sort of mentioned it before with Anjali's whole situation. You don't really know what's going to happen. And then you have the internal conflict that's happening with, you know, obviously Raghavan. Like, something is brewing there that we're not able to sort of pick apart.
Because
it never that mystery stays with us throughout the entire movie, basically, until the last
moments. Yeah, it doesn't relent.
Yeah, we don't know who he is. Is he a criminal or not? Because I don't know about you, man, but I thought the way they've done this movie, and a lot of credit has to go to direction, writing, the people that did the production and the score, like, they really make it seem like Mamuti is innocent, right? That's the time.
Yes.
Like, they really paint that sort of picture for us. Like, he's, you know, not done anything wrong. Just with sort of the music they're playing when they're showing him and stuff like
that. Yeah, like, very gentle violins and stuff. I really observed that. And, like, it just creates this very calm atmosphere every time he's on screen. And that's why you can never quite compute this guy's meant to be accused of killing two women. That doesn't,
exactly.
It never sits, like, perfectly with you.
Yeah, and he always keeps throwing out this mysterious stuff, like, you know, about, and we'll talk about, this is going to be in the freedom section, definitely, about, you know, he's at peace and prison and he stayed longer than he's had to. So is it like he's just gone in and he's decided to enjoy it? You can't tie it together. But yeah, I was just like you, man. I was fully captivated and enjoying the whole journey of this entire movie. Yeah, man.
And man, can I just like jump in there as well about the actress who plays Anjali?
Yeah.
We've discussed how terrific she is and we've discussed Mamuti, but like she holds her own beside Mamuti in this film, right? Yeah. In fact, she's like the one having the bigger emotional outbursts and yelling at him and calling him lazy and things like that.
Yeah.
And she does such a really great job of being this really confident and capable journalist. But at the same time, this very vulnerable person as well, who's trying to balance kind of this newfound stardom and the pressures of this new job, not wanting to admit that she might miss this deadline, trying to keep up appearances. Like, I just think she is also able to convey so much through just looks and without saying a whole lot. And I just thought she did such a terrific job, man. I was blown away by the depth of her performance as well, because I think she carried it, because Mamuti's not on screen the whole time. It is her story, as you're saying, and Mamuti's almost the side character. Very compelling, but it's really her whose journey you are following, and you are there for that journey. She builds the world of a struggling journalist trying to make it in India, I guess, or make a name for herself on a national scale. And the film does a great job of showing the world of a journalist, I think, which is something I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, true. The difficulties that they sort of have to sort of make it, you know, get that big break. But she is such a, I mean, her performance is fantastic, but she has such a good balance to everything, right? Because even throughout the movie, there's times when I'm on her side and you see the kindness that she sort of has, and, you know, how she's accepting, she wants to understand more about Mamuti. She's being investigative, so she's obviously very thorough in what she does. She's good at what she does.
Yes.
But she also is sometimes even unfair to Raghavan at times.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, and you said the mother situation as well. She's obviously having other pressures on her life, like marriage and things like that.
Yes.
So it's a pretty detailed character. She's not just one trick pony. She's got a lot going on. No. And she has to put on a lot of hats.
And I think she goes on an actual arc. Like Mamuti's character, his personality is just revealed. It's not like a journey that he goes on, right? Whereas her character, she goes from this kind of unknown ghostwriter to now national fame, and then the pressures of the next thing that she's asked to deliver because of that fame. And then I think at the end, she realizes, like, the boyfriend or the potential partner character, he kind of tells her, like, you know, is this worth all of the stresses? And sometimes when I have stresses in my life, I just abandon those stresses.
Yep.
And she eventually realizes, okay, maybe that's what I need to do as well. So you really kind of see that kind of understanding that it's not all about her career, and maybe some things aren't worth the sacrifices she's making. So she goes on that journey.
Yeah. The boyfriend character, little cameo from Prithvi Raj.
Delivers some gems as well.
Yeah.
And then he's out.
Pretty cool. I don't know how he was involved with this movie, because he's a superstar his own, right? So when he came on screen, I was like, what? You know, for myself, I was like, wait, what is this guy doing here?
And he was a very charismatic character as well. In the time he was on the screen, I was kind of like, oh, wow, this guy's definitely a terrific performance and leaves an impact.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think his role is quite small, but it definitely, it helps to sort of, you know, and again, this will be, we might start getting spoilers here. So if you want to jump out. But like, basically the downfall that she's going through, it's at the time when sort of things are starting to go up, right? Like she yeah. is sort of the one thing that she's actually decided to be happy with, despite her yes. career kind of being in shambles because of this whole
yes.
mismanagement of this book job versus, you know, putting her faith in Raghavan. So there's something yes. going up for her, at least there. So that's what he sort of yes. provides, or for yes. that to just crumble later on. But
brutal.
Yeah, man, before we do get to that, though, I do want to talk about this movie in terms of, because this movie is about some pretty heavy, pretty deep themes, I found, man. It talks about yes. some pretty deep things, I think, throughout this movie. I think the central concept and theme about this whole movie is, like, you know, freedom, and what does that mean to sort of individual? Yes. What does that mean to people? You know, we see Raghavan's concept of freedom is completely different to what yours and I's are, or what the yes. journalist Anjali's is, or anyone else in the world, right? And it's hinted yes. at throughout the entire movie. But what, how did you like that whole, how they sort of play with this theme of freedom and what it means to him? Because he is, in his mind,
a very,
completely free yes. and happy in prison.
Yes.
And that's genuine. It's nothing, it's not like it's, they show that really well, so you believe he is, especially towards
yes,
the end.
Yes.
But yeah, man, how did you
like that? Yeah, man, playing with that? It's such an interesting concept of freedom that a man would feel most at free in a confined environment with yeah. no one else really but himself. Like, his ultimate freedom is being able to be with himself and live the life that he wants, and that you can find that anywhere. I find that such an interesting concept, because maybe freedom doesn't mean being able to have everything you want. It's maybe realizing mm-hmm. what it is that's important to you and going about and achieving it. And like, he has a very distinct concept of what freedom means to him. And I think what is remarkable about him is the lengths he's willing to go to achieve that freedom, right? Like, you and I might struggle yep. at work, but there's only so much we're going to do to rebel against work. We might change jobs or something. We're not going to go as yep. far as Mamuti does in this film, or Agam yep. does in this film. So I think I was really drawn to kind of his philosophical thinking of what freedom means. And the fact that someone can find freedom in the most unusual places. I love mm-hmm. that idea. I love hearing people's philosophies about that.
Yeah.
And I guess what's really shocking here is the extent to which he's willing to go to realize his
yeah.
own version of freedom.
No, definitely right, man. It's I don't know, man. There's a lot to sort of think about with the whole concept, because, yeah, freedom for him is, like, as I said before, like, it's we find out basically, you know, he is not free on the outside. That's what the movie sort of,
yes.
I think, demonstrates, right?
Yes.
Like, basically, from the moment he gets out of jail, it's a struggle for him.
Yes.
Like, he's kind of like,
yes.
it alludes to, like, because he's on his own journey as well, right? Like, I know it's not as probably deep as what Anjali's character is. Like, there's yes. not as much turbulence. Yes. But, you know, yes. he's at a place where he's, for himself, he's peaceful. And he sort of he kind of enjoys the fame for a bit, right? Like, he's drawn to that.
Yes.
Right after he
yes.
sees his
true.
Photo, I think he even says, like, I can't read it, because he can't read English.
Yeah.
Yes. He just sees his photos of him being popular, and he starts to enjoy
yes.
that temporarily. But
true.
You sort of see that downfall later on, how he doesn't actually enjoy it that much, and he struggles
yes.
outside of prison. Like, he struggles a lot. He can't, even when he's outside, he just stays inside a room the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminded me of, like, weirdly, like Shawshank Redemption. You know, when people
yeah.
leave prison, they
yes,
struggle
yes.
to find meaning
Definitely.
In their life, and it's a really, like, challenging thing to reaccustomize
yeah.
yourself to, especially if you've been in prison for decades, like Mamuti.
Yeah, no, exactly right. I thought it was going to have
the slow realization
yeah.
for him that this freedom is not the freedom that he wants.
No, no. At some time, I thought this movie was going to go down that line. Like, is it going to be about how he's
yes.
going to manage
oh.
to get through life, you know, out
yes.
of prison? And that's going to be a story about that, like how he's made it back in the world
yes.
and stuff like that after he's been in prison for so long, and he sees a new perspective.
Yes.
But no, it completely flips it on his head at the end.
Yes.
But yeah, it's I just thought it was completely fascinating. And there was, like, there's some themes that I don't know how much to really make out of this, so I want to get your sort of opinion on it, because I know
yeah.
they alluded to communism a few times throughout this movie. I mean, you know, Kerala is a communist state. I think there's a boy with, like, a Che Guevara shirt.
Yes.
And there's a few other
yes.
instances like that. So I don't know if they were trying to imply, and this is just a random theory of mine, if it's meant to be like, you know, jail was meant to be communism for him, because he's provided everything. He's provided food, he's provided shelter, he's provided everything from the government, right? And
yes.
so the outside world is meant to be, you know, sort of more the liberal world, you know, the more capitalist
yes,
world.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what they were trying to
yeah.
do. Yeah, I don't know if that's just trying to do that metaphor. Yeah.
That's really interesting, man, because as you're saying that, like, I hadn't thought of that. So it's a great point. But as you're talking about the distinction between the inside world being communism and the outside world being maybe capitalist, I think in prison he is provided for, as you're saying, and in the outside world, his freedom is subject to him producing stuff. Yep. For Anjali, right? He has to produce an output, being a book or something. And that is why he's getting these favors of, you know, food delivered to his door and all of that.
Yep.
But again, he's in their own sort of prison in that environment. Yes. And it's worse for him because he's asked to produce something in order to show his value to Anjali, or he's being exploited for his story so that someone else can benefit from and get fame from his experiences, I guess. So really interesting idea, man. I hadn't thought of that.
No, and they also even put on that a little bit before as well, because there's another theme that I want to talk about a little bit was there is some scenes where Anjali meets with somebody, I can't remember who, but I think he's a poet, he mentions, and he has a relationship with Raghavan, who sends him some material that he references, and it's not for money, he just does it, he just sends it to him.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So again, a personal idea you just talked about, like he's not doing it for money, he's not doing it for anything, it's just his thoughts, and he's putting it out there.
Yes, yes.
And it's being taken so he can do it freely and easily and not have to worry about any of the pressures of the world.
That's right.
But basically, you know, when he's put in a situation where he has to produce under a deadline.
That's right.
The movie does a great job in showing us, you know, the corporatization of journalism and stuff like that, art versus, you know, what you need to do. Because she has to do things under this 30-day timeline or whatever it is, that really short timeline, she has to do something.
That's right. I found that idea really interesting, man, because imagine how scared she gets when she realizes some other journalist is approaching Raghavan. Like she freaks out, right? Because she's like, oh, no, someone's going to steal my story. And then the publishers are like, "Where someone's going to do a story on Raghavan in the next month. Yeah. This book needs to be done before then." So that understanding the media and journalism landscape, like, it is a very capitalist mentality, right? You need to get output done. It needs to be done by a certain time. And kind of grinding people to the bone to get stuff done.
Yeah, so I had thought about that like a little bit and you sort of expanded upon my thought, which is what I was
looking for. Yeah. Great point, man.
So it definitely does sort of, there is some sort of connotations or overtones of sort of communism versus, you know, capitalism and basically how that all plays out in this microcosm of this movie and the two worlds. One other thing that I did want to talk about, like, so I did read somewhere where this isn't my reference, but from what I read somewhere was that this movie has some similarities to the book, maybe the greatest book ever written, Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky.
Oh, snap. So yeah.
It does have some, and that, again, the communism whole thing plays again. Like,
Dostoevsky
grew up in communist Soviet Union, so that would make a lot of sense to sort of reference
100%. That book.
Because there is some sort of nihilistic themes going on, some tones of sort of existentialism, like what's the meaning of life and what's the purpose of life? Is it all just meaningless? And he's,
what is
and,
freedom?
Raghavan alludes to that, right? Like he says stuff like about, you know, this is just a bit of turbulence in the middle of life. Like it doesn't mean much. Like prison doesn't mean anything different to anything else.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a pretty, this movie is pretty deep if you really sort of look into those sort of themes, which I think I myself have not comprehended everything. What this movie
I haven't either.
Is about. But there's definitely, it's a movie that I can definitely understand why it got so much sort of appeal. And it's, you know, apparently it was both a critical success and a commercial success as well. So it obviously
It was surprised, man. I'm surprised to hear that. Yeah. Because I think this film demands stuff of you, I think. It's not just you go in and watch it and, you know, you watch, you pay your price of admission and leave again. I think it makes you think, it makes you go on the journey, and you spend your time with these characters and time where not a lot is happening as well. So you got to invest.
Yeah, no, definitely. A lot of the time you're in this movie and you're wondering, like, what's actually going to happen in this movie? And it gets so which is a good segue into what happens here at the end here, man, because the end of this movie, oh my God, I'm not going to lie, man. I did not see that coming. There's no way in the world I could have guessed that at all. But yeah, man, what do you think about how to be wrapped up?
You know what, man? I mean, look, I there was a situation where I thought something like this could go down.
Yeah.
But it was such a distant possibility in my mind. This was not in the top five conclusions that I would have thought for this film. But the film was always creating an enigma around the Raghavan character, right?
Yeah.
You always knew there was something more to his character than just the smiles and all of that. So I wasn't completely taken aback by it. But the way in which it happens, man, like she goes into this distant, like, foresty area where she's now set him up to do the writing.
Yeah.
And the way he finally hands her the papers, she's reading them and he's just casually just packing up his gear, almost preparing to go to prison again, right? It just like so methodically done without a change in expression. And as she's reading it, you see the fear creep all of like go down, like almost a visceral reaction, hands shaking, lips quivering. Yeah. And then she looks up and he's standing there with a look that will be ingrained in my memory for so long, man. It is a freaky smile, so out of character, completely terrifying. And then he hits her over the head. And that's, man, that blew my mind the way that went down. And part of me is like, it's not an unsurprising ending. And maybe if we went back and watched the film, we could see kind of the progression towards that, because I'm sure I missed stuff. But you get inklings of his character, right?
Yep, yep.
Whether it's that scene in the bar with those random guys where he's talking about sometimes you need to have bloodshed and sometimes it's called domestic violence, sometimes it's called a revolution, but both require bloodshed.
Yep.
You're like, oh, that's an interesting philosophy. Uh-huh. So, like, it's possible that he is this character, but Mamuti's performance to keep both of those possibilities of innocence and guilt up until the very last 2 minutes of this film. What a performance and what an ending, man.
No, it was so incredible, man. I was like thrown aback by that ending, man. Like, you're right. I mean, I definitely didn't see it coming, but the way that everything was executed, as you said, like Mamuti, obviously star of the show, but again, Aparna, the actress here, she was fantastic and just shivering and shaking. And she's realized it's almost like a deer in headlights, right? Like, she knows this is, she can't run, she can't do anything. She's so shocked. But she's put all this faith, all this belief into this character who she almost dismissed the fact that he murdered these women. Like, he's like, he can't have done it. Like, she's very cordial with him. She's visits him multiple times. You wouldn't visit a murderer multiple times, especially a woman who he's murdered two women. So why would she visit him? Because she's built that faith.
That's right. And belief. She built that faith and she's yelled at him other times, like very disrespectfully, right? And he's never responded. He's kind of just smiles and like accepts that maybe he's at fault and he needs to do better and start writing. And so, like, I understand her perspective that, you know, this guy isn't someone who will fight back. Like, he's meek and she's the dominant person in this relationship. Yeah,
exactly. She's very confrontational. She sort of stamps her authority multiple times. She sits in the room with him and makes him write.
Yes.
Write, basically. She does everything in her power to sort of show how powerful she is over him. So to see that happen to her at that point, it's completely shocking, but man, that face he makes at the end. I think it's the context, I think, that's also so important in this, because we spent the whole movie with him just being, you know, sometimes almost like a saint. Like at the start of the movie, they're like praising him like he's
high spiritual,
guru.
Intellectual, guru. Like philosophical guy,
Intellectual is the right word. Yeah, he's very intellectual. He's very smart. He knows what he's doing. He's like sort of a savant, you know, someone that didn't have an education, but is a genius with his thoughts. So it just completely shocks you to see him have that face at that time. And it is one that, oh my God, it's...
That etched in my mind, man.
It is
such a weird contortion of his face. And you're like, oh my God, like that is the last face I'd see. But like,
man. It's like psychotic, you know, those...
Yes, like, that's the word. Yeah.
Like I had there's tones of this of Rorschach. Like he's kind of crazy in that movie.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
In that one, he's more like fueled by rage. In this movie, he's more like he's just psychotic. Like he's actually someone that's unstable, you know?
Well, and see, that's the thing, because he does it so methodically, right? So it's almost like he doesn't feel the consequences of what he's doing. He's just a guy who's like, oh, this is my way to get my freedom back, which is to get rid of this woman who's harassing me constantly to write a book and to go back to prison, which is where I'm most at home. And so just the fact that he's does it without a, you know, second thought by the looks of it. He's just methodically folding his clothes and doing all of that while she's reading and freaking out. Like it is psychotic. Yeah.
And I think she's asking him questions and he's not answering. Like he just keeps smirking and keeps sort of smiling. Yes. Like he knows what's coming. Like he's almost enjoying the fact he's going to just, you know, lay this, you know, journalist out.
Yes.
Who you would think that he's developed some kind of connection to as well, because that's what the movie set us up for. Like, true. They set us up. Like, these two are the central characters and they get to know each other. There's sort of some fights here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is some respect between them, some that's understanding between them, and then just, hits you right over there.
It ends. And I did literally, I mean, I think one of the things, aside from being a great, like, you know, shocking moment and as a plot device, I think it's also such a, like, meaningful end in that it's a, it's very tragic for the Anjali's character because she's finally just set her life up straight, right?
Correct.
She's got this, like, man that she's found who's very supportive. She's finally realized that, okay, I'm not going to bother with this Raghavan guy anymore. Stuff the publishing deal. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to stress out about this. And she's come out the other end. Things are looking great. And just at that moment, it's all taken away from her. Just as she's found her freedom, maybe, from him and the stresses of work, it comes into conflict with his sense of freedom, which is to eliminate her and to go back to prison. Yeah, it's such a tragic end, man. Brutal.
Yeah, it's such a tragic end. And you're right. It's so, like, I think early on when we used to review a lot of movies, we used to talk about how sort of movies wouldn't have the best endings, you know?
Yes.
We sort of talked
good
about
point,
how in,
yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like in our best the third act would always sort of fall apart somewhere. Like we wouldn't be so much of that, how the movie ends. These movies we're reviewing are tying things together so beautifully. Like the things, like there's subtle little things here and there. Like one other thing when we talked about the whole freedom concept, right? So when he's staying at the other place, you know, before the other Priya journalist comes and visits him, he's in some kind of like, you know, around people. So he's with the people, you know, he's around other people. There's another boy coming who he becomes friends with. But then at the end, he goes towards isolation again, right?
Yes.
So he's not in jail, but he's gone to that, you know, that beautiful, you know, countryside or wherever
in
it is, just by himself again, right? So he's almost at peace. He's almost at his, in his own element once again.
Yes.
Because it just ties it all together so well. And you're exactly right. There are so many hints throughout this movie. All the stuff that he said that were, you know, philosophical gems, they can all be interpreted the other way around.
Like it's all,
there's one part early on he mentions about, because there are those, like, you know, obviously very visceral and obvious scenes about, like, when he's getting, when he's had a few drinks with the guys,
like
he's saying all this outlandish stuff. But there's one at the start he says when he meets Anjali and she has a recording device and she sort of puts it in front of him and he says, "What is this device?" And he says, she says, "Oh, it's a device just for recording voices." And he says something like, "Oh, it doesn't record thoughts, does it?" Right?
Yeah.
Now
that's
you're like,
right.
Oh, wow, if you knew, if we knew what he was thinking, then she would not be investing
in
this.
That's right. Yeah, wouldn't go down this journey with him.
Exactly.
So true, man.
So there's a lot of hints throughout the movie, but you don't see them at all until the revelation.
It all comes together perfectly.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, man. It's a pretty perfect end.
A perfect end.
Yeah.
And this film, I think, does a terrific job of, like, subverting expectations, I think. Yeah. Like, just, I mean, and they're very basic points, right? But, like, I think we are so, like, drawn to people who are very intellectual and, like, philosophical, right? That's who we gravitate towards. So we immediately think, all right, I want to follow this Raghavan guy and get to know more about him. But the reason she goes to prison in the first place is to talk to this retiring superintendent guy who is, you know, has done some good rehabilitation program. And he might have actually done some really good stuff to improve prisoners' life once they get out of prison and reintegrate back into society. But he's not this charismatic, intellectual-sounding guy. So we're almost just like shooing him off the screen, like, get out of here, guy. Let's focus on Raghavan. And I think it's interesting about the kind of people we're drawn to sometimes. It's not the people who are very clearly good. It's maybe the people who, you know, maybe have shades of grey within them. And I think another thing that I always find is, when we have films about people who are incarcerated and they tell you at the start that they're innocent, we're automatically trained to think that must be the case, right? We think that, police must have been negligent. Police must have had it in for this guy. But here, it was a clear-cut case. Like, even his lawyer is like, yeah, it's pretty obvious he did it. And then, like, I think Anjali speaks to the mother and she's like, yeah, he was here when she died. And you kind of just forget that because you're trained to think there must be something deeper going on. But there's not. He straight up committed those murders at the start and he's committed a third one without, like, trying to cover it up or anything. So I just found all of those, like, a very interesting reflection of what we expect from films and the kind of things we're drawn to and the people we're drawn to.
Yeah, it's not just films, it's character. That's Anjali's journey. Anjali doesn't. Anjali is told to her face that, like, look, he did it. Like, he did it multiple times.
Yes.
But she doesn't believe any of it because of, you know, the stuff you mentioned before, his and his charisma and his intellect.
Yes.
We're sort of drawn towards that mystery behind him. The disbelief that this man can actually kill.
We take so much cues in ordinary life from people's face, right? First impressions are hard to dislodge, right? And your first impression of Raghavan is he's a gentle, nice, intelligent guy.
Yes.
And it takes until the very last moments of this film to figure out, no, behind this face is a monster.
Yeah. No, it's pretty crazy. The other question is sort of just posed on right towards the end there after all this, because it's sort of also just, you know, something you think about after the movie's happened. You think, like,
yes,
because everyone is, as we said, drawn to this character. We even have the guys at the pub that get him to come and have drinks, right? They see him on a magazine.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, you must be, you know, the guy in the magazine. We've read your stuff. You're awesome. The other poet who references his material all the time, like, how it puts you in the comfortable position that genius can sometimes be the beholder of someone that's completely terrible, right?
That's right.
It plays with that question in your head, like, is this right or wrong?
Exactly. Because the quality of their output, like the quality of their thought, is so amazing, right? And you see it in the modern world with great artists like Roman Polanski or whatever, great directors, very shady background, but we still go and watch his films, or people still go and watch his films, and are willing to put away these other apprehensions they might have about him. And here in this, like, maybe Anjali's, like, willingly ignorant of what the evidence is suggesting because he's a fascinating guy. He's incredibly intelligent and he's her ticket to, you know, stardom, I guess. So great point.
Definitely. It's a bit of commentary on that, right? They want to make a book on him. Like an autobiographical book and everything like that. So he's just, despite his personality, which you find out at the end.
Yes.
It definitely plays on some, that's a very, you know, as in today's age, that's a very recent thing with all the stuff that's come out about celebrities and directors. As you said, Roman Polanski, great one, because he had some real gems. And then we find out about him later on. So yeah, man, what to think about. And just even the very, very end, how it just shows he's in the prison. And it's such an uncomfortable feeling because he's at peace as where he is.
Yes.
But he's murdered.
There's no remorse.
People now. And you just see the picture of her on top and you're like, oh, my God.
This is... And like, think about the somewhat psychotic nature that he has their pictures in his cell. Like, to look at that every day of your life. But, like, what are you thinking about? He's so committed to his philosophy of removing obstacles so he can be completely free.
Correct.
That these are just obstacles. They're not people to him anymore, maybe.
No. Yeah, that's one thing. Because, like, all the times they kept showing it in between, right? He kept looking at the two photos side by side.
Good point. Yes.
I think that time I would have thought he's reflecting on sort of what he's done wrong, or he's missing his wife. This misunderstanding that's happened. But he's looking at it as like salvation. It's given him peace. Oh my
that's
God,
right.
It's so twisted.
that is like, the more you think about it, the more insane it is, or the levels of like, unfeeling, lack of empathy, psychoticness is mind-bending.
Oh, man, this movie was pretty incredible, man, I've got to say.
This is amazing.
I think we've talked about it, man. We can probably move on. But before I do, I've got to give a big special mention to my main man, the Norway Machan. Thank you, mate. You recommended this movie. I wouldn't say you recommended. You forced me to do this movie.
No.
Definitely not. Thank you so much for recommending it, because it's definitely one that, you know, it's given us a different perspective of sort of Mamuti. And also, to be honest, one thing I like about not just this movie, but a lot of sort of Malayalam movies is, you know, I think people don't understand Indian movies like to be like this, you know. This is an extremely deep movie. Same way that Nanpakal was, right? Completely deep, completely
100%.
Philosophical.
Yeah.
No, you know, big songs or dancing or wedding or, you know, no gods coming out from everywhere. No, this is like art. This is what comes out of this industry. It's not the other stuff you see on, you know, mainstream 100%, man. And stuff like that.
I'm going on that journey because I was the one who thought that it's all about song and dances and big action sequences, right? So I'm learning as we go, and it's amazing to discover this new industry that is kind of producing such vastly different kind of films and at such high quality.
Definitely. This movie is like intellectual. It's definitely experimental. It's bold. It's
brave. Yes.
But yeah, it's just a great product in the end of the day, man. So thank you.
It's a great story, first and foremost. Yeah.
Yes, exactly right. But yeah, let's get on to our final ratings, man. I think this has been a really good review, really good talking about this movie with you, and I'm really glad we did an old movie. But if you guys if you guys want us to do more older movies, you know, ones that aren't so recent, leave a comment. Obviously, I know you leave some good recommendations. There's some recommendations that are similar to this movie, actually. Because there's obviously we've done a lot of Mamuti movies, but if there's anything else that you know which is a bit similar, we'd love to sort of have a comparison or something like that.
100%.
But yeah, Sonny, man, give the hand to you. Where does this fall on your disco? What's your final rating?
This is a high dynamite in my view, man. I just was, you know, first and foremost, intrigued from start to end, man. You can't expect much more from a film, right? Yeah. It just captivates you from the start to end, and you leave wanting to know more about these characters. I would love to explore the philosophies and the kind of motivations of Raghavan even more. I said there were some pacing issues, but I could forgive that because the ending just absolutely hits you over the head, as you said, and makes that wait all the more kind of meaningful, I think. My man Mamuti came through with another amazing performance, gripping, complex, nuanced, scary, like completely riveting, and Arpana Gopinath absolutely held her own beside Mamuti, mesmerized, would love to see more of her. So, look, this is another classic, man. I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed this.
Yeah, I'm on the same page as you, man. It's definitely a high dynamite once again. This movie does, it's a movie that really stays with you. Like, you know, like,
yes,
just it stays with you, not just from a shock factor, as we mentioned before, with the whole ending. Yeah. Like, whoa, I didn't expect that. But the questions it asks you at the end of sort of, you know, what you just witnessed and how comfortable are you
in that?
It's great like that. I think it's, that's what you want from a movie. You want to sort of walk 100%. Away and go, wow. I watched something that was really enjoyable. I agree with you. There was some pacing issues, but I think that all just led to the, you know, one, obviously the shock factor at the end, but the whole movie is a mystery, right, until the end. So you're still trying to figure out what's going on all the way to the end, and you hope there's going to be a revelation. And it's one that you did not see coming, and you probably don't want.
That's right.
That's the last thing you want. Yeah, it's the last option that you want to see. And that's what they do right there. And they deliver completely flawless performances. Of course, Mamuti. I don't know if this is like an easy role for him at this point. Like, you know, the man can do so much. So he's just such a natural, just a natural gift, really. But yeah, I was really happy to see Aparna Gopinath. She was fantastic. All the other cameos, you know, always like to see Prithvi Raj in a small but impactful role.
Nailed it. Yes.
Little, you know, now we're seeing sort of more faces. I think I mentioned to you just before, the cop at the very start is my good friend from Rorschach.
Old man.
Yep. So there's a few familiar faces, but yeah, this movie's a high dynamite. If you haven't seen this movie, I highly recommend to watch this movie. You know, if you are someone that's new to Malayalam cinema, like we sort of are, now we're sort of becoming more, you know, a bit more experienced with some of these older movies we're seeing. So yeah, go ahead and check it out. Definitely recommend it. But yeah, Sonny, this was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was a good discussion. A lot of stuff to talk about. And yeah, I'll catch you on the next.
So much fun, probably, man.
Yeah, I'll catch you on the next probably high dynamite or dope Malayalam movie.
Looking forward to that. Great chat.
Catch you, man. See you guys.
See you, dude. See ya.